Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
What is going on, and welcome back to another episode of The Real and Raw Show. I'm your host, John Marone, and today we are going to go over a message from Mr. Feeney. Mr. Feeney, so if you guys are probably anywhere from, I would say, 28 to 38, maybe to 40, you know who Mr. Feeney is. If you are younger than this, you may not know who Mr. Feeney is. Mr. Feeney is from a show called Boy Meets World. Any Boy Meets World lovers out there? I'll tell you, I love Boy Meets World, right? I mean, it was one of my favorite shows growing up. And I just heard a message just now, and it's something that I definitely preach about a lot. But it's just so funny looking back at whether it's old shows or new shows, the messages that are being delivered are so monumental in a way of transformation. But I think sometimes we miss it in the middle of the show, right? Maybe we're listening to the show or watching a show and we're just there and we're not fully focused. And we miss the main message that the writers or maybe the actors wanted the world to hear. And so this is a tribute to Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World and the message. And then I want to talk about the message. So Mr. Feeney is a principal of a school. Now, Mr. Feeney is also the neighbor of a boy named Corey, right? So he's a neighbor of a boy named Corey. Let me make sure. I think Corey's the neighbor. Hold on. Yeah. Sean's a bad guy. Not the bad guy, but he's the bad boy. All right. So let me rewind this for you guys. So we have Mr. Feeney, who is a principal, and he is a neighbor of this kid named Corey. Corey is dating a girl named Topanga, and Corey's best friend is Sean, who's like a bad guy. And Corey's not really a bad guy, that bad, like a bad boy. Corey's more of like a button-up shirt type of kid. So here's the message. This is later in years. So they started Boy Meets World when Corey was probably, I don't know, 9. And now this message is when Corey is probably about 17. So it went on for a while, this show. But here's Mr. Feeney, remember, the principal of Corey, talking to him outside his house because he's also his neighbor. All right. Hold on. See that flower? Ready?
See that flower? That flower was in a small pot in my living room, but it outgrew its surroundings, so I transplanted it here in the garden.
Seems like it's doing okay.
Oh, yes, it's flourishing. Now, when I pulled the flower out of the small pot in my living room, It resisted a little, you know, it tried to hang on by its roots. I had to force it out.
Because you thought it would do better out here. In the world, right?
No, because I thought if I left it there, it would stop growing.
So in case you missed the message, like I did probably watching this, I'm playing it one more time. Now people say, John, why would you play it again? I just heard it. I need you to feel it. I need you to feel it this time, because maybe you heard it, but maybe now you need to actually feel the message. So here is the message from a wise man to his neighbor, and a message from me to you, the listener.
See that flower? That flower was in a small pot in my living room, but it outgrew its surroundings, so I transplanted it here in the garden.
Seems like it's doing okay.
Yes, it's flourishing. Now, when I pulled the flower out of the small pot in my living room, it resisted a little, you know. It tried to hang on by its roots. I had to force it out.
Because you thought it would do better out here. In the world, right?
No, because I thought if I left it there, it would stop growing.
So there you have it. Maybe you're in a position right now where you need to be forced out of your current environment to grow. Right? Like Corey asked, well, it's because you thought it'd be do better out here. What are you more worried about? Like, you need to be fearful of not growing. You don't know if it's going to do better out here. We don't. We think, we imagine, we hope, we pray, but we don't know. But don't do it because of that. That should be the side effect. Do it because you're afraid that you won't grow anymore. Leave the environment you're in. Your friends, I'm not saying they're bad for you. I'm not saying they're holding you back. But I'm asking you, are they holding you back? I'm asking you, are they where you want to be? I'm asking you, do you look up to them and want to mirror their actions, mirror their characters? Because if you don't, you may want to try to find yourself in a new environment. Not saying get rid of your friends. I'm just saying expand into a different environment. Now, what you might find at the end of it is that you do want to really put some separation from your friends to who you are. And that's fine. Or you might find that there's a time and place. Now, maybe you're listening, you have great friends. That's awesome. What about in your work environment? Are you putting yourself in an environment? Are you putting yourself into, whether it's a coaching group, whether it's your business, whether it's networking, in a group where people are actually up-leveling, uplifting each other? Or are you in a place where they're belittling or complaining or have a fixed mindset, not a growth mindset? You may be one environment change away from hitting your goals. You may be one environment away. Think about that. I can tell you that as much as I love my friends back home, without changing my environment, I don't know if I'm sitting here with you today. I don't know if I'm behind bars. I don't. Not saying they were bad people, but I made bad decisions. And I'm not saying they were at fault, but I'm saying the way that I was labeled, which was the fighter, the partier, the this, the that, it made me make bad decisions. It's not on them. It's on me because I'm the one who did it, right? It made me think differently. It's not on them. I'm the one that thought differently around them. So I don't know if I would be having this conversation with you right now if it wasn't for me changing my environment. I got forced to change my environment. I was homeless, basically, right? And at that point, trying to go from house to house, from place to place, and finally landing on a place and realizing that I need to make a change. Otherwise, I don't know how long I could live like this. And so you may be in an environment right now that's not conducive to where you want to go. The surroundings may not be what you need for growth. To flourish, you may need to move a little bit. And maybe that movement is sitting in front of a podcast a little longer, or listening to more books or YouTube channels. I had to do that. You know, I didn't really have any friends when I first moved to Texas many years ago. And so I just put myself in rooms, aka YouTube rooms, of people that I admired, the Darren Hardys, the Tony Robbins, right? And fortunate enough, it started to change the way I started to think, which allowed me to operate differently, which allowed me to attract. See, when you put yourself into a different environment that's conducive to growth, it gives you an opportunity to start to think differently. By thinking differently, you start to act differently. By acting differently, you start to attract differently. And that may be where you need to begin this week. Not changing your thoughts, not changing your actions, not changing your belief, but maybe changing your environment so the rest can fall in line. It's hard to change the way we think when we're in a constant negative environment. It's hard to change our action when we're in a constant stagnant environment. So as much as you want to have the willpower to change, your soil may not be the soil that's going to allow you to change. It may not allow you to grow. So uproot yourself. Find the soil. Find the environment. Find the area that's going to give you the best opportunity. And if not, I don't know what the next 5 years will look like for you. Because sometimes that's all it comes down to, is uprooting, putting us into the right position, aka the right people around us, to give us the best opportunity to start to think differently, to start to do differently, to start to attract differently, and start to get more. And it's not what it's all about, right? So I'm not telling you that your memories of your friends or that environment, it's not valid. I'm not saying that, because I hold on to my memories of my friends very, very close to my heart. But I also know, in order to continue to grow, I needed to put myself in check on who's around me that's helping me grow, who's around me that's pushing me to grow, who's around me that's supporting me. And then the other way, who's around me that's not supporting me, who's around me that's complaining, that's infecting the way I think, who's around me that is not taking the action, but all I do is talk about it. That's putting me in that same category. And so find your way to a next level. It might be starting with changing the environment. And it doesn't need to be spending thousands of dollars getting into a room or moving across country or, you know, moving to another town. It doesn't need to be that. It could simply mean that you can start to create your own environment in your current condition. There's a story about the bean. I'm sure you guys ever heard it before. The bean in the water, right? I think it goes something like this. So if you put a carrot in a boiling water, what happens? What happens? The carrot, right? It mushes, right? And you put a banana, or no, it stays hard. Sorry. It stays hard. But you put a banana in a boiling water, what happens? The banana mushes, right? It gets soft. But if you put a coffee bean in a boiling water, what happens? You get coffee. So you have a carrot that stays hard when it goes into boiling water. You have a banana that gets even softer when you put it into boiling water. But you have this coffee bean that changes the water. So the water seems to change everything but that coffee bean. The circumstances are the same. The water is the same. But what got put in that water is the difference. So what does that mean for you? It's be the coffee bean. Maybe you can't actually extract yourself from your environment because of multiple reasons, but can you, where you currently are, be the coffee bean and change your environment right where you stand? Start putting up boundaries. Start watching different things that aren't putting you into a negative mindset. Getting yourself around growth-minded people. So you could either A, move yourself, move, go to a different job, put yourself in a different position, or the more likely candidate, because a lot of us, it's not that easy just to do, is become the coffee bean and start to set the boundaries to what you allow in your environment and only allow the things that are conducive for your growth in it. Everything else either gets cut off or gets put in the distance. Follow what Mr. Feeney said and go start the first step to growth. And that's evaluating your environment and changing it however it's needed. If you guys found this valuable, and maybe you have some great people in your environment, share this out with them and say, thank you for being the soil to help me grow. Thank you for being the light that helps me grow. Thank you for being the nutrients that helps me grow. And tag me in it, right? If you got the right people in your corner right now, let them know, thank you for being the soil to help me grow. Thank you for being a light to help me grow. Thank you for being the nutrients to help me grow. Because those are the people that we need to say thank you for, because they are a huge catalyst to our growth. Share it out with them. We'd love to help you get into the right environment. Love to help you walk you through your current situation and how to help you grow. And by the way, if you haven't seen Boy Meets World, go find it. It's probably on Netflix or on Amazon Prime. Go watch it. All right. Not the new one. I think the new one has like Topanga in it. No, the old Boy Meets World. Go watch it. You won't be disappointed. All right. There's not many shows like they used to make back, like Modern Family, Friends, Boy Meets World. They don't make them like they used to. Don't make them like they used to. All right. So look, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open this week. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.